This is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning at Business and Life podcast, where business leaders share their insights. It is 6 questions in 7 minutes because successful business leaders are busy and rarely have more time to spare. So let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, please tell me who you are and what you do.
All right. Thank you for that question, Pete. I am Gregory Kasim Rutledge. I am a UX designer for PayPal by day. And I'm a confidence coach and motivational speaker by night. I take people from confused to confident in 90 days without the need for outside validation.
Ooh, I really like that, Gregory. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Question number two, what is something that makes you smile and or laugh about working in your industry?
In the design industry, it's that we're on the other side of the apps where people get frustrated. Finding out why people are frustrated and how to eliminate that frustration. It's funny because on the other side of it, you get to kind of laugh at the other side of the mirror, you know, the other side of the black mirror where you're like, oh, okay, I get it now. I understand why things operate the way they do. Mm-hmm. A good little chuckle. In the coaching industry, I think the funniest part is that we're feeding people vegetables. Everyone is feeding people vegetables in the coaching industry. It's just what brand and what seasoning that you put on those vegetables in order for people to eat them.
Go ahead.
No, sorry. And the meat that you put with it, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and I like that's a great analogy, the vegetables, because you know they're healthy for you, and but there's different ways to serve them up and spice them up, I suppose. So it's a great way to look at it. Question number three: I have a fictitious book with all the answers for business. What chapter would you think most companies should read?
The chapter where the culture trickles from the top down. So 9 times out of 10, if there is a culture problem, if there's a problem with a company, it starts with the CEO. It starts with the values that CEO lives by and the way that it is interweaved into that company and trickles from the top down. So there's that quote, be the change you want to see in the world and treat your people the way you want them to treat your people. It's basically the golden rule, right? But I think that it's missed that there's this disconnect between the owner of the company or the CEO or that person that has established this business and the business itself or what it stands for or where it's going. And I would really encourage people to look at that chapter in the book.
Mm-hmm. I really think that is so insightful because it really is true. It, you know, anyone can want to feel a little bit appreciated and treated, you know, well, and it doesn't take a lot for, you know, a CEO of a company to acknowledge somebody, one of the people down the organizational chart that's doing a great job and it would mean the world to them. But so often that's forgotten. And I really think that your insight is wonderful on that.
Thank you.
Question number four, other than the generic work harder, have a great attitude and care for customers, what advice would you give to other business leaders?
I would say to deal with the imposter syndrome before it becomes the place that you lead from. Mm-hmm. So we skip over mindfulness so many times, and this just kind of ties into the last question. If we're aware of who we are, what we want, where we're going, why we're doing something, if we have those principles in stone, and it just helps build that confidence so that we're not leading from insecurity or a place of fear. We're leading from a place of trust. And this is why I do what I do. This is why I have the trust that I do, because these principles are the guidelines that I follow in my life and my business. And the other thing I will say is learn to communicate. It's proven that learning how to speak and articulate your decisions or your just learning to articulate in general can increase your value by 50%.
No, I was just going to say, the 50%, I think it's probably higher than that. That's a conservative number, because if you think about all the different ways that one can communicate with others, if you can really effectively do that and do that confidently because you don't have that imposter syndrome, as you mentioned, I think that can make a huge difference. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
We feel like an imposter because we haven't done it before, and we feel like, who are we to do what we're doing? The only way to cure it, because essentially it's that energy is the same. Imposter energy, anxiety, nervousness, fear, it's all the same energy, but when we relabel it as excitement or we just take the action, right? It changes that energy to something that can be used rather than something that hinders and holds back. So just the action cures anxiety. If I just do it and I keep doing it, the law of averages will eventually take over there and I'll find myself doing better at and learning, even though I don't realize I'm learning, I'm still learning as I go.
Mm-hmm. I really like that too. And you know, it's that taking that action. And I like to also think of fear as a four-letter acronym, fictional evidence appearing real. And, you know, we so often are fearful about something that may or may not happen, and it lets us get into this stuck state instead of a state of action, as you're suggesting. So I think that that's really insightful.
I love that you used an acronym. my acronym is actually empowering. I know that one. Actually, that's false events appearing real was the one I heard. Mm-hmm. But then there's face everything and rise. Fear is a prompt to face everything that, and I've taken the, if anything scares you, or do one thing every day that scares you, Eleanor Roosevelt. That quote really inspired me. I turned it to a personal motto that is, if anything scares you, face it head on so that nothing stands in your way. So once you battle those fears, I mean, it's like taking a cold shower in the morning, that priming exercise. Once I've done that, nothing else is going to be as hard as that was in that day. So
very, very true. And very insightful. And thank you for teaching me a couple different of those acronyms. I like that. Question number five. Okay. What other business leader like yourself would you like to acknowledge and invite to be on my podcast?
So I have a few people in mind. First one that comes to mind is my business coach, James Hilliard. He has been an integral part of my last 6 months, actually almost a year now, but I remember him from when I was barista at a software company. I got moved up and it just started my journey, but I remember him stopping one day and saying, "What are you doing?" Because I had created such an experience at the Starbucks and I'd brought all these employees together that had never seen each other to congregate at this bar and just created an atmosphere. And he's like, you're wasting your time. So that jump started, but then fast forward 3 years, he's now my business coach. I've started my own thing. I've moved up, no longer in the service industry. So he was an integral part in that. And my life coach, Jessica Cosine. Then there's other people that have been integral parts of my journey, but they're all comfortable on camera. They're all very business-minded, dynamic leaders. So there's Everett Swain, Nandi Manning, Tracy Lovejoy, Shannon Lucas, Lee Andries, and Lauren Grief. I don't know if it's Grief or Grife, but they have all done so much in the communities that they serve and for me and everyone I've seen them interact with. And I just think that giving them that 7 minutes would be amazing.
Well, thank you for that. And I appreciate all those people, and I'll look forward to connecting with them. And our final question, question number six, please tell me about your first job.
My first job was McDonald's. Mm. I was the fry guy. And you wouldn't think that you would learn much from working at McDonald's, but I think that was the best place to get a foundation, because you learn that for pennies, I think I was making $5.15 when I started, you have to do so much so fast, and you have to be able to read people on the spot to match their energy, to make their experience right. You have to make sure that you keep up with the fries, because a lot of people come through and get McDonald's fries. So mm-hmm. we went through pounds and pounds and tons of fries every week. And although I only did it on the weekends, it really strengthened my character and was a perfect start. If I could recommend to anyone where you should start in your career journey, it would be at a fast food restaurant, because that's going to be that character building exercise, that intestinal fortitude that you need to be able to survive once you get to the corporate world and be able to communicate well with people. And think on your feet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, and it's funny that you say that, because I know a lot of people who've had that as their first job as well, and they say very similar things, because you just have to move. You just gotta have, you know, do as quickly as you can, because it's all about efficiencies. And I think it's important, as you said, that the experience that the customer is having, because, you know, McDonald's is the perfect example of the, you walk into their location and the person expects a certain experience, so you know they have to live up to that. And so it's really insightful and a great story, because I can totally appreciate that, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going to as well.
Thank you. It's been a joy being on this show. I know we planned this back in, I want to say, January mm-hmm. or last year, so it's been a long time coming.
It has, but it's been worth it. We finally got it to happen. And Gregory, I absolutely appreciate you being on the show. How can people find you?
So I run my Facebook page like my landing page for like my website. So mm-hmm. all the coaching stuff is on Facebook. You can find me under my full name, Gregory Kasim Rutledge. On YouTube, it's Gee Whiz Insane is the channel. I am on TikTok, Question Everything LLC. And Instagram, I believe, is Gee Whiz Inquisitive. I was trying to have some kind of parody between it all, but, you know, people steal my name, and there will be a rebrand at some point that we're working on that. But yeah, those are the places you can find me. And then, of course, here on LinkedIn, I've become sort of the LinkedIn guy in my field. at least that's what they used to know me as. Now they know who I am, but it started as, hey, you're the LinkedIn guy. So you're on LinkedIn. I'm under my full name as well.
Perfect. This is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning at Business Life podcast. Thanks for listening.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.